Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Let us begin with our devotional prayer. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Pray to St. Michael. St. Michael, our archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God forgive you, we humbly pray. Do thou, Prince of Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan among evil spirits, who prowl about the world, the wounds of our souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our light, our sweetness, and our hope. To you we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this veil of tears. Turn then, O gracious, gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us. And after this exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. We welcome you all today to the Liturgy today. This is the third Sunday of Easter. Thank you all for being compliant with wearing your mask and being conscious of social distancing. At this time, if everyone would be please silence their cell phones. We have resumed daily masses on Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. The only day we do not have daily mass is Thursday. This Tuesday, April 20th, is a call-in day for Saturday's food pantry distribution. If you know of anyone in need, please have them call the office for the phone number. It is also noted in the bulletin. The prayer group will start meeting again on May 5th. They will meet every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. in the church office. All are welcome. Congratulations to Joe Pointini. He was the winner of the Men's Club's monthly drawing. I was one number off. Noted in the bulletin every week are monies that are collected from our weekly offering, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we are not passing the collection basket around, but we have placed a large basket to my right for your convenience. We want to thank everyone for their generosity. Today's Mass Intentions is for the people. Our celebrant is Father Soldier. Please stand and greet me.
Our opening hymn is Alleluia, Love is Alive, number 164, if you have a 2020 missile.
Good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
community celebration, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
So, my dear friends, coming together as God's family, let us acknowledge our failures and shortcomings before the Lord and ask His pardon and forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask for Mary and Lord, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me, Lord our God. May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord of mercy.
Lord have mercy.
When he had decided to release him, you denied the Holy
and righteous one, and ask that a murderer be released to you, the author of life you put to death. But God raised him from the dead, and of this we are witnesses. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of, all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted. Your sins may be wiped away. The word of the Lord.
The response, Lord, let your face shine on us.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we are an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. His expiation is for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. The way we may be sure that we know is to keep his commandments. Those who say, I know him, but do not keep his commandments. But whoever keeps his words, the love of God is truly perfected in him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and horrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophet and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witness to these things." The Gospel of the Lord. We are the third Sunday of Easter, right? You know, days go very fast. Last Sunday was second Sunday and Divine Mercy Sunday and all that. And all these days we have been hearing, you know, after the resurrection, after the Easter, we have been hearing from the scripture how Jesus appeared to his disciples, his followers. You know, different times, different places and all that, but some of them sometimes they were not able to recognize him, and you know, sometimes they were kind of their own doubts and all that. But it all disappeared when Jesus sat with them to break the bread. And as they broke the bread, they realized that it was Jesus and the breaking of bread. And we know, after the resurrection of Jesus, you know, what was going on through the apostles' mind, all kinds of doubt. And all kinds of, you know, like all the way they were confused, they did not know what to do, whether it is Jesus or God, and they could not believe, but they were in total confusion. And that is why even today's gospel, you know, we hear, you know, Jesus was with the two disciples, those who, you know, like last Sunday's gospel, not last Sunday, you know, the story of Emmaus. You know, Emmaus, you know, like disciples were going back from Jerusalem to their own town, and Jesus walked with them. And Jesus was talking to them. And then at the breaking of the bread, they also recognized him. And the moment they recognized, they came back to Jerusalem. And that is the story that we hear. When they came back to Jerusalem, they were sharing with the other people what had happened. You know, and then Jesus just stood in front of them. You know, and he said, "Peace be with you." You know, and he knew disciples who were really confused, disciples who were really not know what to do, they were afraid, they were frightened. In all those moments after the resurrection of Jesus, the first thing the disciples want is peace. Therefore, he said, "Peace be with you." Anytime, immediately after the resurrection, whenever Jesus met with his disciple, the first thing that he gave, that he said was, peace be with you, you know? And therefore, they all need peace, and we all need peace, right? In our own life, you know, like we're all looking for peace. Nobody wants, you know, confusion and chaos, you know, anywhere, whether you are in the family or, you know, in our own life, we need to have that peace. And then we need to have peace in our family, in our, you know, community, in church, everywhere. We are looking for peace. And we will do what we need, you know, to get that peace. So sometimes we think, you know, like in the scripture we hear, Jesus said, you know, like, the peace that I give you is not like the world gives. The world gives us peace. You know, like, people think that if I have enough money, if I have a nice car, if I have a big house, you know, I'll be fine, and everything will go okay. But you think, ask, I know, people, those who have a lot of money, a lot of things, you know, but ask them, do you have peace? They don't have peace, you know. And therefore, what we really need is peace within ourselves, you know, and within our own life, our own families, and all that. And that peace we can have only when we see things through the eyes of faith, you know. And that is what the disciples started seeing, you know, in their life. When they started seeing things, you know, through the eyes of faith, they started, you know, they saw it in a different way. You know, they saw things, and that is why they were all disciples who were frightened, afraid. They all came back, and they were even ready to give their life for Christ. You know, they were martyred, most of them. And that was the change that took place in their life. And there are sometimes moments in our life we see that we cannot, you know, we have our own doubts, our own, you know, confusions in our life. But, you know, in all those moments with eyes of faith, when we look, we can see that Jesus is holding on to us. Jesus is leading us. Jesus is guiding us. And I remember this story, it's a beautiful story, you know, like in the nursing home, I used to visit this lady. And then there are so many siblings, and, you know, maybe she was the last one in the family. And then, you know, in the nursing home, she used to have a nice the table, and then on the table, she used to have a crucifix, you know, with the body of Jesus, you know, hanging on the cross. And, you know, like, so, you know, sometimes one day I saw that from the crucifix, the body of Jesus was, you know, off, it was fallen off. And then I told her about that, and then she said, you know, Father, I try to put that body of Jesus every day on the cross. You know, like when I get up, sometimes I try to straighten up things and I put it there. But sometimes I see that it's fallen down, you know, from the cross. And afterwards, you know, she was just looking and she made a most beautiful comment she made. She said, you know, there are days I cannot hold on to Jesus, but I hope He will hold on to me, you know? And that is how sometimes we all feel. That is how, you know, disciples felt. They could not sometimes hold on to Him, but He was holding on to them, giving them peace. In our life too, there are moments we really, really feel we cannot hold on to Him. It's very hard. It's very difficult. And in all those moments, be sure He will hold on. He will give us His peace and His comfort. And let us pray for His grace during this Eucharistic celebration. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, pure God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit was incarnate. morning faith, hope, and love His Spirit gives, let us bring our prayers and needs before the Lord.
For those sons and daughters of God, confirmed by the Spirit, by the gift of the Spirit, that they give witness to Christ, but lives lives built on faith and love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the parents and godparents who led them in faith, they, by word and example, they have been always encouraged them to follow the way of Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Holy Church of God, in union with Pope Francis, all the bishops and leaders of the Church, that God, who gathers us together by the Holy Spirit, may help us grow in unity of faith and love until His Son returns to glory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here, may the Lord develop within us hearts of love and stewardship in order to draw even closer to Him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may understand and promote restorative justice, beginning with communication and active listening to nurture peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our beloved dead, family and friends who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith, may they rest in eternal peace of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for all our families. Gracious Father, we place our hopes and fears, our needs and desires into your loving hands. Grant our prayers according to your holy will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing together, Come to Me, number 460 in your 2020 Miss Letter.
Thank you.
and may the blessing sustain for my sacrifice and yours. May we accept from the God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and all of his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your acceptance, church, and as you have given her cause for such great gladness, grant also that the gift we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
Amen.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Amen.
It is truly right and just our duty and our salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time above all, to love you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people, accept in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with angelic voice sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, the Pope, and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. In a special way, let us remember all the deceased members of our family, and all the deceased members of this parish family. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the with the blessed Joseph, his spouse, the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be coerced to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty, Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Amen.
Thank you.
with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that these you were pleased to renew by eternal mysteries may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So, my dear friends, you know, every year for the sacrament of confirmation, Bishop used to come to our Lady of Fatima, and then all the candidates from on this deanery, we all go there and receive confirmation from there. Bishop used to confer the sacrament of confirmation for our kids. But this year, because of all these, they were not accommodate all the people there, so the individual parish were doing it. So we had the sacrament of confirmation here today at morning 10:30 Mass. It is a beautiful celebration. We had so many kids. We had 6 kids this year. That is very good, actually, for our parish. 6 kids received sacrament of confirmation is very good. You know, like some of the ordinary, some of the parish, they don't have any kids. So we were good that we are so happy. And I got a chance to become bishop for 1 hour. So anyway, continue to pray for them, you know, the kids and their families, the sponsors and all that. And so they were so good, and everything went very well today, you know, for today. The Lord be with you.
Yes,
the Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is sent.
Have
a nice weekend.
As we're sent forth, I know it's a handicap without having a missile. This song has Alleluia coming in 4 times. You can all remember that. Sherry, our cantor, will motion to you when you're to sing Alleluia. If you know the rest of the words, of course, go right ahead and sing along.